This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A day after the global COVID-19 death toll crossed 4 million, Japanese Prime Minister announced Thursday the capital, Tokyo, will be under a state of emergency throughout the Olympics. The emergency will run through August 22nd, but will be far looser than the lockdown seen in other parts of the world, such as Australia. The government there said Thursday it will rush 300,000 vaccine doses to Sydney as Australia's largest city, in its third week of lockdown, struggles to bring an outbreak of the Delta variant under control. South Korea, once considered a coronavirus response model, reported nearly 1,300 new infections on Thursday, its highest mark since the pandemic began. Elsewhere in Asia, Vietnam's Ho Chi Minh City has gone into lockdown. The virus threat also forced organizers Thursday to postpone the Southeast Asian Games that were due to be held in Vietnam. But the worst of the Asian outbreaks is in Indonesia, which has become a global hotspot, with death rates rising tenfold in a month to more than 1,000 on Wednesday. Hospitals in the country of 270 million have been pushed to the brink by the flood of coronavirus cases. South Korea's spy agency said Thursday there is no sign North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has been vaccinated against the coronavirus, and his country hasn't received any foreign vaccines. The National Intelligence Service told lawmakers in a closed-door briefing it hasn't detected any information that North Korea has acquired any doses, according to one of the legislators who attended the session. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis on Thursday expressed his sadness at the assassination of Haiti's president and condemned, quote, all forms of violence, according to a Vatican statement. An official said the pontiff, who was recovering in hospital following surgery, offered his condolences to the Haitian people and the widow of President Jovenel Moïse. Moïse's widow was herself injured in the gun attack at their private residence in the capital, Port-au-Prince, early Wednesday, which has thrown the impoverished and crisis-hit Caribbean nation into uncertainty. Pope Francis is expected to be in hospital for several more days following a three-hour surgery on Sunday for inflammation of his colon. Two ships from Sweden and Estonia on Thursday left port to begin preliminary surveys for a new examination of the wreck of the ferry MS Estonia, which sank in the Baltic Sea in 1994. The ship, which was sailing to Stockholm, went down in the early hours of September 28, 1994. There were only 137 survivors and 852 people perished in one of the worst maritime disasters of the 20th century. After deciding not to salvage the wreck, Sweden, Estonia, and Finland agreed in 1995 to designate it as a final resting place and make it illegal to disturb the site. But the laws banning dives were recently amended to allow a re-examination of the wreck after a documentary cast doubt on the findings of an official investigation into the sinking. The new probe is being conducted by accident investigation authorities in Sweden and Estonia. Multiple rockets were fired at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq's capital early Thursday, according to Iraqi security sources, the latest in a series of attacks on U.S. military and diplomatic sites in recent days. The rockets did not hit the embassy, instead landing elsewhere in Baghdad's fortified green zone. The United States has blamed Iran-backed militias operating in Iraq and Syria for a wave of attacks on U.S. troops and military facilities where they're based. U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price told reporters at a briefing Wednesday those attacks, quote, are representative of the threat that Iran-backed militias present fundamentally to Iraq's sovereignty and to Iraq's stability. And former South African President Jacob Zuma has begun serving a 15-month prison term. Zuma decided to hand himself over to authorities Thursday, obeying an order from the country's highest court that he should serve a prison term for contempt of court. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.